In Austin, Texas, there was a pilgrimage of sorts this weekend as polished punsters attended the 25th annual O. Henry Pun-Off World Championships. The event, which usually takes place outside Austin's O. Henry Museum, is named after the turn-of-the-century short story writer whose short-lived newspaper Rolling Stone lampooned Texas politics and culture. At yesterday's competition, contestants improvised word twisters in the high lies and low puns competition. And in the punniest of show event, the big guns, or should that be puns, slugged it out with 90-second freestyle compositions. In the end, two contestants tied for the title Punniest of Show, and the audience chose a winner with a clap-off. The punniest of show, Jim Ertner, joins us now from Austin. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jim, will you perform your winning pun for us?
I'd be happy to. I'd like to present an ABC primer on animal puns. Here I go. Aardvark, a million miles to put 26 animal puns in alphabetical order. I'd badger you, and I'd keep carping on the subject until I have no ideas left. I'd have no egrets, however, as I ferret out more animal puns. If necessary, I'd even go for broke. Some may say it's a harebrained attempt, I gwanna tell you, I'm no jackass, and I kid you not. I'm not doing this for a lark, although maybe just a mite. So please don't nag me. In fact, you oughter try to parrot me. But don't quail from the challenge. After all, you don't have to be a raccoon-tour. So just salmon up some courage before you take a turn for the worse. Don't be afraid of people saying to you, unicornious person I know, stop crying and viper nose. Then say, wallaby, a son of a gun, and start singing zippity-doo-dah, ziphia-da. Soon you'll be a yak of all trades and can put all of these animal puns in a book called Who's Zoo?
Oh, that's painful. Raccoon tour.
Yeah.
So that X animal again, what was that?
It's a Greek swordfish, and it's spelled X-I-P-H-I-I-D-A-E, and it's pronounced Ziphiidae.
Can I just throw an idea out at you and have you make up a pun?
All right.
What about a pun on the month of May?
Well, you've heard the old poem there about April showers bring May flowers.
Yes.
You know what May flowers bring? The pilgrims. Since this competition was held yesterday on May 4th, I guess that George Lucas might say, May the 4th be with you.
Jim Ertner is this year's O. Henry Pun-Off World Champion, punniest of show. He joined us from Austin, Texas. Thank you, Jim.
You're very welcome.
Do you remember your second place entry last year from the Pun-Off?
Well, just yesterday, the Kentucky Derby was run. My mind wanders back much further, though, to one of the world's most famous horse riders, namely Lady Godiva. In her most celebrated ride, Lady Godiva didn't win, nor even place, but she sure did show. That reminds me of what happened to Lady Godiva's horse when it saw that she had no clothes on. It made him shy.
Okay, I've had enough. Uncle.
Okay.
Uncle!
Or as one non-shy horse said to another, your pace or mine. Or as yet another horse said to even another one, I forgot your mane, but your pace is familiar. Let me now try to stir up some interest in horse racing. Did you hear about the superstitious jockey who...